GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.
Welcome back to our educational video series on pancreatic pathologies, brought to you by the Pancreas Care Center at Cincinnati Children's. Today's topic is chronic pancreatitis, and we are joined by two experts from our hospital, Dr. Maisim Abel-Haija, Medical Director of the Pancreas Care Center, and Dr. Andrew Trout, Director of Clinical Research, Department of Radiology and Medical Imaging. Let's start with learning more on chronic pancreatitis.
So chronic pancreatitis is a chronic inflammatory condition with the inflammation over time. It would result in a damage and destruction of the pancreas as the organ, and that could result in replacement of some of the healthy tissue with fibrosis.
The fibrosis is basically a scar tissue that takes over that space in the pancreas. And the ongoing damage in the pancreas affects various types of cells, such as Essener cells, ductal cells, and even islet cells, which are responsible for producing insulin.
The function that these cells could provide would decline when you have chronic pancreatitis. For instance, the Essener cells make digestive enzymes. So if they're diseased or destructed, then you have less of the pancreatic enzymes.
When the islet cells, which produce insulin, are damaged by chronic pancreatitis, it can lead to endocrine issues such as diabetes. Chronic pancreatitis is a progressive inflammatory disorder that results in the irreversible loss of pancreatic function.